When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry in New York. Democrat John Kerry used the site of an historic speech by Abraham Lincoln to level some harsh charges against Republicans. Speaking at New York's Cooper Union, the Democratic candidate accused the Republicans of resorting to what he called fear and smear negative tactics. And he predicted Americans will hear only empty slogans and no real plans during next week's Republican National Convention at Madison Square Garden in New York. Kerry said the Bush-Cheney campaign has gone negative because the GOP ticket can't talk about jobs, health care, energy policy, or rebuilding America's foreign alliances. Kerry added the Republicans appear to think that repeating something often enough persuades some people to believe anything. Kerry was speaking in the same hall where Abe Lincoln spoke out against slavery back in 1860. George W. Bush planning to campaign through 8 states on his way to the Republican convention next week. He'll be joined by top convention speakers, including former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Democratic Senators Hal Miller of Georgia, and Arizona Senator John McCain. They start traveling Thursday in New Mexico, where the president's planning rallies in 3 cities. Friday, a rally in Miami. Saturday, another Ohio bus tour. Sunday, Bush visits Wheeling, West Virginia. And then as the convention gets started in New York Monday, Bush will be in Detroit and Nashua, New Hampshire. The next day, he speaks to the American Legion Convention in Nashville and visits a farm show in Iowa. And then finally Wednesday, Bush rallies supporters in Columbus, Ohio, and then flies to New York to accept the party's nomination. The president's twin daughters say their dad is, quote, a really good guy. And they're urging young voters to support his reelection. That message from Barbara and Jenna Bush came today in an email which was sent to voters in the 18 to 24-year-old range. The message also pointing out only about 32% of the people in that age group were registered to vote back in 2000. The Bush twins also advise young people not to allow schoolwork, parties, and extracurricular activities to prevent them from going to the voting booth and instead take part in an election they say could help change the nation's future. A special commission appointed by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to investigate the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal is spreading the blame all the way up the chain of command. The report being released today suggests the most senior officials created the conditions that led to the abuse, but it may be hard to hold those officials accountable. A Washington lawyer who specializes in military law says the farther away you get from what he calls the spot where the rubber meets the road, the harder it is to invoke the criminal sanctions of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And the U.S. military judge in the Abu Ghraib abuse case giving prosecutors till September 17th to convince him that top military intelligence commanders should not be forced to testify in the case under a grant of immunity. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. The phone number is 866-303-2270. I was listening to Randy Rhodes' program this afternoon, and I heard a conservative or a right-winger call in. Wow! A phone call didn't last very long, but... So anyway, I would like to make the invitation, any Republican or conservative who would like to call in and have a clear-headed discussion, as usual, you are welcome. 866-303-2270. We will not screen you out, as is done on conservative talk programs. We will put you on the air. You just have to have something to say, okay? I got an email last night from Gail Thomas. She is the person who runs the website 12thharmonic.com in Sydney, Australia. If you remember, her partner was on, John was on the program a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, she sent me an article from the Sunday Herald of Scotland, and I want to quote some of this for you. So just kick back for a moment. This story is being reported widely in the English-speaking, not just English-speaking, but also European press. It's not being reported here. It was early last October that Kasim Hilas says he witnessed the rape of a boy prisoner, aged about 15, in a notorious Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. In a statement given to investigators probing prisoner abuse in Abu Ghraib, the man said, quote, "The kid was hurting very bad, and they covered all the doors with sheets. Then when I heard the screaming, I climbed the door and I saw," and at this point the soldier's name is deleted, "I saw blank, who was wearing a military uniform." Hilas, who was himself threatened with being sexually assaulted in Abu Ghraib, then describes in horrific detail how the soldier raped, quote, "the little kid," close quote. In another witness statement passed to the Sunday Herald, former prisoner Thar Dawood said, quote, "I saw two boys naked, and they were cuffed together face-to-face with a U.S. soldier beating them and a group of guards watching and taking pictures, and there were three female soldiers laughing at the prisoners. The prisoners, two of them, were very young," end quote. And the Sunday Herald said, "It's not certain exactly how many children are being held by coalition forces in Iraq, but a Sunday Herald investigation suggests there are up to 107. Their names are not known, nor is it known where they're being kept, nor is it known how long they will be held, nor is it known what has happened to them during their detention. Proof of the widespread arrest and detention of children in Iraq by U.S. and U.K. forces is contained in an internal UNICEF report written in June. The report has, no surprise here, not been made public. A key section on child protection headed Children in Conflict with the Law or with Coalition Forces reads as follows, quote, "In July and August 2003, several meetings were conducted with the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority and Ministry of Justice to address issues related to juvenile justice and the situation of children detained by the coalition forces. UNICEF is working through a variety of channels to try and learn more about conditions for children who are imprisoned or detained and to ensure that their rights are respected," end quote. Another section reads, quote, "Information on number, age, gender, and conditions of incarceration is limited. In Basra and Karbala, children arrested for alleged activities targeting the occupying forces are reported to be routinely transferred to an internee facility in Umm Qasr. The categorization of these children as internees is worrying since it implies indefinite holding without contact with family, without expectation of trial, without due process." It goes on to say, journalists in Germany have also been investigating the detention and abuse of children in Iraq. One reporter, Thomas Reuter, of the TV program Report Mons, or Mainz, interviewed a U.S. Army sergeant named Samuel Provance, who was banned from speaking about his 6 months stationed in Abu Ghraib, but told Reuter of how one 16-year-old boy in Iraq was arrested. Provance said he was terribly afraid. He had the skinniest arms I've ever seen. He was trembling all over. His wrists were so thin, we couldn't even put handcuffs on him. Right when I saw him for the first time and took him for interrogation, I felt sorry for him. The interrogation specialists poured water over him and put him into a car. Then they drove with him through the night, and at that time it was very, very cold. Then they smeared him with mud and showed him to his father, who was also in custody. They had tried out other interrogation methods on the father, but he wasn't to be brought to talk. The interrogation specialist told me, after the father had seen his son in this state, his heart broke. He wept and promised to tell them whatever they wanted to know. An Iraqi TV reporter, Suhaib Albaz, saw the Abu Ghraib children's wing when he was arrested by Americans while making a documentary. He spent 74 days in Abu Ghraib. He says, "I saw a camp for children there, boys under the age of puberty. There were certainly hundreds of children in this camp." Albaz said he heard a 12-year-old girl crying. Her brother was also held in the jail. "One night, guards came into her cell. She was beaten," said Albaz. "I heard her call out, 'They have undressed me. They have poured water over me.'" He says he heard her cries and whimpering daily. This, in turn, caused other prisoners to cry as they listened to her. Albaz also told of an ill 15-year-old boy who was soaked repeatedly with hoses until he collapsed. Guards then brought in the child's father with a hood over his head. The boy collapsed again. Although most of the children are held in U.S. custody, The Sunday Herald of Scotland has established that some are held by the British Army. British soldiers tend to arrest children in towns like Basra, which are under UK control, then hand the youngsters over to the Americans, who interrogate them and detain them. Between January and May this year, the Red Cross registered a total of 107 juveniles in detention during 19 visits to six prisons. Amnesty International is outraged by the detention of children. It is aware of, quote, numerous human rights violations against juveniles, including detention, torture, and killing. Amnesty has interviewed former detainees who say they've seen boys as young as 10 in Abu Ghraib. High-placed officials in the Pentagon and CENTCOM told the Sunday Herald that children as young as 14 were being held by U.S. forces. A source said, yeah, we do have juveniles detained. They have been detained as they are deemed to be a threat or because they have acted against the coalition. Officially, the U.S. Pentagon says it is holding around 60 juvenile detainees, primarily aged 16 and 17, although when it was pointed out that the Red Cross estimate is substantially higher, a source in the Pentagon admitted, okay, numbers may have gone up, we might have detained more kids. Officials would not comment about children under the age of 16 being held prisoner. Pentagon sources said they were unaware how long child prisoners were kept in jail, but said their cases were reviewed at least every 90 days. The last review was early last month. The sources confirmed that children had been questioned and interrogated when initially detained, but could not say whether this was, quote, an adult-style interrogation, end quote. The Norwegian government, which is part of the Coalition of the Willing, has said it will tell the U.S. that the alleged torture of children is intolerable. Justin Sitter, parliamentary secretary at the Norwegian Prime Minister's office, said, quote, such assaults are unacceptable. It is against international law, and it is also unacceptable from a moral point of view. This is damaging the struggle for democracy and human rights in Iraq, end quote. In Denmark, which is also in the Coalition of the Willing, Save the Children called on its government to tell the occupying forces to order the immediate release of child detainees. Niels Herdal, head of the Danish Save the Children, said they had heard rumors of children in Basra being maltreated in custody since May. UNICEF is now, quote, desperately, close quote, trying to get more information on the fate of the children currently detained in U.S. coalition jails.
Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. But I heard a young man cry.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornellaservision.com.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
These are illegal non-combatants picked up off of a battlefield. And they are being treated in a humane fashion.
No, if you're expecting to hear me go ballistic about what we are doing, what is being revealed daily. You know, first it was the prisoner abuse, and then it was sexual abuse, and then it was sadistic abuse, and now it's torture, and now it's torture of children. No, I'm wrung out. I really am. And as a matter of fact, this is not the topic I was going to bring up tonight. None of this is going to change, is the point. As long as the Bush crime family is in power, this sort of thing will continue. And we will be refocused to talk about John Kerry's record in Vietnam 36 years ago. Okay? This is just how the Bush crime family operates. Former Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger, who I believe was he Nixon's defense secretary? I think so. Released his report today. There are two reports that... One by the Army, an internal investigation, and then this phony-ass report put together by three or four Republicans. The phony report says that ultimate blame for the abuse of detainees at the prison in Iraq goes all the way to the Pentagon's top civilian and military command, but none of them should resign or be cashiered because their forced departures would only energize the enemy. See how sick this has gotten? See how sick this has gotten? The Schlesinger panel harshly criticized Rumsfeld and other senior civilian leaders for not laying down specific, consistent policies on how detainees were to be treated. That's where we are. We have to have a rule book to know we don't rape children in prison. We have to have a rule book that says we don't do what the photographs and the video discs are displaying that we've done. We need a rule book to tell our military, from the highest levels all the way down to the little rat murderers who carry the weapons. We have to tell them, no, you don't ram broomsticks up the rectal sphincters of detainees. No, you don't slosh water over children repeatedly. No, you don't choke and kill children. No, you don't hang people up by their armpits and then butcher them like a hog and then have a doctor declare that they died of natural causes. You see, apparently, in Bush's America, we've gotten to that point. So the Schlesinger group says, well, you know, we don't think the people at the top should resign because that would only energize the enemy. And besides, nobody quite knew what to do. You know, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, well, all right. You know, he was the boss over there, but, you know, he just didn't lay out specific policies. And, you know, some of the staff in the prison weren't properly trained in how to guard and interrogate prisoners. So what the hell? You know, you got to be trained not to rape a child. You have to be trained not to ram a broomstick up somebody's rectum. You have to be trained not to do that if you are a member of the United States military and you are stationed in Iraq. How do you feel, soldiers? Hey, you guys who are active military right now, who are in this country listening to this program, how does it make you feel? Don't you want to take your uniform off and burn it? Huh? The four-member Schlesinger panel, as they revealed their report today, said that additional criminal charges will be filed. And, you know, other than the seven or eight who've already been indicted, this development, of course, would once again point the Bush crime family, point them out as being utter and absolute criminal liars. Remember what they say? Oh, well, this is just a couple of out of control. You know, what's that chick doing in the Army anyway? That crazy woman from West Virginia. Well, you know, what's up with that? You know, the Lindy, England. You know, what's up with her? She should be home having babies. Oh, she is pregnant. Oh, but she's not married. Oh, never mind. It was only a couple. Schlesinger said that the night shift along Tier 1A at Abu Ghraib was a scene of brutality and purposeless sadism, I guess, as opposed to sadism with a purpose. Huh, James? He went on to say, we now know these abuses occurred at the hands of both military police and military intelligence personnel. Wow. No kidding. The report blames top generals, including General Sanchez, for misinterpreting orders and promulgating a confusing series of contradictory interrogation policies. Okay, tonight you can ram the broomstick up the guy's rear end, but tomorrow night you can't. Oh, I'm sorry, did that confuse you? You rammed the broomstick up his sphincter on Monday. We told you you could only do it on Tuesday. The report also faults Rumsfeld for failing to adequately assemble legal and military experts who could have said to these people, no, you can't rape children, you can't cut off testicles, you can't pile naked people in a pile, you can't beat them to death and then have a doctor say it was natural causes. None of that was written down, so it's not Rumsfeld's fault. What the hell? Rumsfeld didn't know. He didn't assemble adequate legal advice that would have told him, no, Donald, you can't murder people that you're interrogating. No, Donald, you can't run broomstick handles. No, Donald, you can't rape little Iraqi girls and boys. No, Donald, you can't sick mad dogs on them. You see, so it's not Donald's fault, is it?
And if we poison our children with hate, in the hard life, souls will go. And there ain't no place in this world for these kids to go. It's the hard life forever to go.
Have you written a book? Become a published author with Dorrance Publishing Company, the nation's oldest subsidy book publisher. For a free 32-page guidebook on how to have your manuscript published by a reliable subsidy publisher, phone 1-800-695-9599. Dorrance's free informative guidebook describes the subsidy publishing process and how Dorrance can publish your book in both a traditional format and as an e-book available for download via the Internet. Becoming a published author can be a unique, personally rewarding experience. Receive your free author's guide today by calling 1-800-695-9599. It contains a detailed and straightforward explanation of how Dorrance works with authors who have written manuscripts of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and children's stories. Call 1-800-695-9599 to receive your free author's guide. It's a free call, so dial 1-800, then 695-9599.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
Do your part to help the economy of Air America Radio. Log on to airamericaradio.com for t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, tote bags, and more. Just click on our Get the Gear banner and spend, spend, spend.
Do you have an Air America Radio dog shirt?
Yes, we do have a dog shirt, but be careful how you say dog shirt. The FCC is listening.
Air America dog shirts. I really stepped in it now.
Air America radio gear. Wear the air.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Unfiltered.
My single favorite euphemism that we've developed with our research staff here, see if you can figure out what we're referring to here. The Washington Monument.
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow.
You can say these things without ever violating any FCC standards.
His Washington Monument. Many were gathered around his Washington Monument.
Would it be fair to say that Bob Dole has a bum Washington Monument? Indeed.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
27 before the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. This is Air America Radio. Apparently, we are supposed to believe, according to this report put together by Schlesinger, we are supposed to believe that our troops are so brainwashed and mindless that they have to be instructed not to rape and torture Iraqi inmates and children. This is astonishing. If you're waiting to hear me explode tonight, it's not going to happen. This is just numbing, that's all. Now, this is the kind of a treatment, if you remember the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, the pig man, when these stories started breaking, said, it's just fraternity hazing. Remember that? Fraternity hazing. The rape and murder of children, the rape and murder of detainees, the utter dehumanizing and humiliation of not just the prisoners, but don't forget, when you look into the abyss also looks into you. The people involved in this, I don't know what they were when they grew up in our neighborhoods here in the United States of America. I don't know what these people were like, but I can guess what they'll be like for the rest of their lives. Fraternity hazing is what the pig man called this. So what can be done about this? We're always bitching, complaining on this program. We never come up with any solutions, do we? Except one, and that is to remove George Bush from office as quickly as legally possible. Will the Department of Defense investigation make it stop? How do we heal the psychological wounds inflicted not just on the people involved, the soldiers, the prisoners, the ones who are going to survive this, but us? How about us? How about you and me? Because now we know about this. We don't see it on the nightly news because some assignment editor at ABC or CBS or NBC or these misbegotten cable networks decide that the American public can't handle this. The rape of children? You know, we have to watch the Vietnam War being replayed again, and we have to listen to the lie that we didn't commit atrocities. Listen, let me tell you something. With all due respect to my many friends who served in Vietnam who did not commit atrocities, it has been said that what the American government and its surrogates did in Vietnam was the worst example of attempted genocide since we perpetrated that action against Native Americans 150 years ago. Okay, let's just, for once, is it possible for once in this country to face our history squarely, to not be afraid to admit that we are a murderous, warlike people, and that we have committed our share of butchery around the planet, just like everybody else? I'm not saying we're uniquely murderous or uniquely psychopathic. We are just, what did Hannah Arendt say about the banality of evil? Well, that's us. So, you know, for the people who might have read the Sunday Herald, you know, that Scottish newspaper that you can't really trust, or the people who might have listened to the government of Norway or the government of Denmark as they, in Europe, look at these reports, this abuse, or the people who might look at the UNICEF report, the United Nations Children's Fund, and come to the conclusion that our soldiers, let's not call them soldiers, our people, U.S. citizens, are committing this kind of butchery. What did Schlesinger call it today? He said it was a kind of Animal House on the night shift. No, you moron. Animal House was a Bellucci movie. It was a comedy. You freak. This is not Animal House. This is murder. This is rape. This is torture. This is sadism. Oh, never mind. Schlesinger was the Secretary of Defense for both Nixon and Ford. So, obviously, he's going to call it, well, it's Animal House. Like the pig man, Rush Limbaugh refers to it as fraternity hazing. The butchery of prisoners. The torture. The killing. The murdering. Now, if we ever take a look at what we and our contractors have done in Afghanistan, you're not going to be able to handle it, Truth Seeker. You're not going to be able to handle it. Scores of people, hundreds of people, put into shipping containers and placed metal shipping containers and left in the middle of the desert to literally cook. be as blind as you want to be, truth seeker, but don't be naive. Don't think Abu Ghraib is unique. Why would it be? What does logic tell you? If we do this in Iraq, do we also do it or not do it in Afghanistan? Do we also do it or not do it in Cuba? Do we do it or not do it every single place where we have been in these kinds of situations? Animal House, Schlesinger calls it. And nobody should be held accountable, according to Schlesinger. Well, he says there was chaos at Abu Ghraib. There were acts of brutality and purposeless sadism. I love that term. I love that. Purposeless sadism. Oh, Jesus H. God Christ, I have got to write that one down. Are you a perpetrator of or victim of purposeless sadism as opposed to purposeful sadism? Or just general run-of-the-mill sadism? Purposeless sadism. No senior officials deserve to be punished, neither civilian nor military, the Schlesinger Commission members told a Pentagon news conference today after briefing Rumsfeld, the filthy, degenerate war criminal who is responsible directly for this. If Donald Rumsfeld were a German, a member of the German High Command in the 40s, Rumsfeld would be put on trial and hanged by the Americans, the French, the British, and the Russians. But Rumsfeld is not a member of the German High Command in the 40s. He is a member of the American High Command in the year 2004. And therefore, he is to be left alone. An army investigation, which is separate from and prior to the Department of Defense Schlesinger investigation that was announced today, an army investigation, according to the Washington Post, into the Abu Ghraib prison scandal has found the military police dogs were used to, oh, what shall we call it, frighten detained Iraqi teenagers as part of a sadistic game, the Post calls it. One of many details in the forthcoming report that were provoking expressions of concern and disgust among Army officers briefed on what has been found out by the Army's own investigation. I refuse to believe that Army officers were being provoked into expressions of concern and disgust. Sorry, I am not buying it. Army officers are probably one of the most tightly knit groups in the history of humankind. If a major or a colonel or a general authorizes or looks the other way when a broomstick handle is rammed up the anus of a prisoner, every colonel or general or major in the United States Army on earth knows about it before the sun sets. According to Pentagon sources, the Washington Post reports, the report will show that MPs were using their animals to make juveniles as young as 15 years old urinate on themselves as part of a competition. Let me repeat that. A report authorized by the Army, according to Pentagon sources and reported by the Washington Post, the report will show that MPs were using their animals, their dogs, to make juveniles urinate on themselves as part of a competition. An Army officer familiar with the report, who spoke only on condition of not being identified, said, quote, there were two MP dog handlers who did use dogs to threaten kids detained at Abu Ghraib. It had nothing to do with interrogation. It was just them on their own being weird, end quote. Let me repeat that. It was just them on their own, these MPs, terrorizing children, being weird. Speaking on condition of anonymity to the Post because the report has not been released, other officials at the Pentagon said the investigation also acknowledges that military intelligence soldiers kept multiple detainees off the record books and hid them from international humanitarian organizations like the Red Cross. The report also mentions substantiated claims that at least one male detainee was sodomized by his captors at Abu Ghraib. The investigative report by Major General George Fay also criticizes military leadership from the prison and up through the highest levels of the U.S. chain of command in Iraq at the time. Okay. What about Rumsfeld? A man who, had we tried him at Nuremberg, would have been hanged. One Pentagon official said yesterday that Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez and the top U.S. commander in Iraq is named in the report for leadership deficiencies. Sanchez, however, will not be recommended for any punitive action or even a letter of reprimand, the source said. Oh, yeah, it's a 9,000-page report. 300 pages will be released publicly. This is who we are. We might as well accept it, because until we accept it, we can't change it. This is who we are. This is what we do. Do you understand that, Truth Seeker?
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Hey, fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
Just were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
And before the hour, one of our frequent correspondents, Scott in Michigan, writes in, Mike, isn't it interesting that over a year ago the U.S. government was insistent on being immune to war crimes charges? You can't tell me that abuses were not already known then. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Now, we have a break coming up pretty quick, and we're going to take your phone calls when we come back. I'm open to your suggestions, truth seekers, what can be done about this, what we just talked about, what I talked about the past hour, how to stop these kinds of atrocities. And you can probably make an argument, I shouldn't even cover a story like this. Mainstream media doesn't. Well, you know, why should we, right? Maybe there are some things we don't want to know and ultimately are better off not knowing. Is that of course that's what the people who were subjected to Nazism in Germany, that was their rationale, right? Wasn't it? Stephen is calling from L.A. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Stephen.
How are you, Michael?
I'm doing fine.
Very well. Sadly, I have no answer to what's going on, but I want to address something that you said last night. I talked to your screener, and she informed me that you got several disparaging phone calls and emails about the last 30 minutes of your program, where you were speaking about doctors who were in league with people torturing detainees. I want to say that for me personally and my wife, and I think for other people around the country, it was a moment of crystal clarity, Michael. You said exactly what needed to be said. It is all our fault that this is allowed to happen. I know people out there that will say, well, gee, I didn't vote for Bush, so, right, you know, it wasn't me. Well, it is. It's all of us, because we have all allowed this mindset to permeate in this country.
That's true.
And what you say tonight, well, it just adds to the thing. How much worse is it going to get? Now we have the torture of children, and for so long I have not wanted to compare this with 1940s Germany. And it just becomes overwhelmingly apparent now that it is very closely aligned. And like I say, I have no answers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frightened, and I want to ask you a favor.
Sure.
Please, please keep being our conscience, and please, as you say, truth seekers, please keep telling the truth, Michael. You must keep this going. People will listen. But what you said last night is absolutely true. Shame on us. Shame on the whole country. And quite frankly, when you said you didn't know how you were going to go to sleep last night, I had to take 3 sleeping pills myself.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, there is a limit. And apparently the Bush crime family has pushed a lot of us up against that limit. We'll do the best we can on this program, Kathy and me and the gang in New York that helps me produce this show. To keep coming up with the truth. I mean, we're not trying to do these stories to shock anybody. I'm sure you know they're out there. They're just not reported in America. So, all right. Well, listen. Thanks, Stephen. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you. I appreciate the support. You take care. You know, again, going back to I hope I'm getting this right. I hope it was Hannah Arendt who was referring to Adolf Eichmann. When the Mossad grabbed Eichmann out of South America and took him back to stand trial for his complicit actions in the butchery of millions upon millions of people because they were Jewish. And he was in the dock, and I remember the trials, perhaps you do too, the television, the film footage from, was it Tel Aviv, where they put him on trial? And Hannah Arendt's statement about referring to Eichmann about the banality of evil. And that phrase ricocheted around my head when I was reading this stuff today from the Scottish paper and the comment and the Washington Post. And when I think about Tom Ridge and John Ashcroft and Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and George W. Bush. You know, a lot of times I think what I inadvertently do in this program is blow these people up into horrendous proportions because of the evil and the sickness that they have perpetrated against this country. But in fact, they're not big. They're not like the huge Macy's Day, Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade balloons. You know, they're not big, monstrous things like that in one regard. In another regard, they are. You take one of those balloons and take an air rifle and, bing, put a little hole in it, and it becomes a puddle of latex on Central Park West, right? But these people display what Hannah Arendt was talking about, the utter banality of evil. You know, I watched Cheney today talking about same-sex marriage should be left up to the states. You know, letting the personal intercede between his sick politics and him, because his daughter is a lesbian, and he knows that if he follows the party line, even a pervert, a sick man like Dick Cheney, knows that if he follows the party line, his daughter would be denied a loving, lasting relationship. So there he sat with his wife, nodding her head like one of those bobble dolls. But Cheney tried to describe, and immediately, was it on CNN or MSNBC? Immediately, somebody from the Family Research Council, some woman for one of these neo-Nazi, Christ-killing, hate-everybody groups, was talking about how Dick Cheney had let the base down. You know, the base of the Republican Party in this country is probably the sickest group of people that I've ever. I mean, even Nixon, even the plumbers weren't this bad. Weren't this amoral? And they're not immoral. This is a group, again, Hannah Arendt, the banality of evil. These are people without morality. It's not a question of being immoral. It's not a question of being unethical. Those two terms, morality, ethics, do not exist. They are from Leo Strauss school. They don't exist. Yikes. All right, your phone calls when we come back. We've got a break here, and I've had my say. We've got a couple of topics to talk about tonight. If you want to talk about this one, we'll do so. Just stay in the queue and bring it on. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No permit, no rally. Anti-war activists planning the largest protest during the Republican National Convention said today they will cancel that Sunday rally if they don't get permission to have it in Central Park. The anti-war group United for Peace and Justice and city lawyers met for a hearing before State Supreme Court Justice Jacqueline Silberman today. She's considering whether the expected crowd of 250,000 people will be allowed to rally in the park. The city argues it would ruin the grass. The rally would follow a march past Madison Square Garden, the convention site. The group leaders say the march will still take place. Many activists planning events without city permits and thereby risking arrest. United for Peace and Justice has been determined to secure permits so that people could come with their families and feel comfortable. The judge's decision is expected tomorrow. Vice President Dick Cheney, whose daughter Mary is a lesbian, spoke supportively today about gay relationships, saying, quote, freedom means freedom for everyone. At a campaign rally, Cheney was asked about his stand on gay marriage, an issue for which his boss, President Bush, has pushed for a constitutional amendment to ban those unions. Cheney said his wife, Lynn, and he have a gay daughter, so it's an issue our family is very familiar with, Cheney said. With respect to the question of relationships, my general view is freedom means freedom for everyone. People ought to be free to enter into any kind of relationship they want to. George W. Bush backs a constitutional amendment prohibiting gay marriage, a move Cheney says was prompted by various judicial rulings, including action in Massachusetts that made gay marriage legal. Last month, Lynn Cheney said states should have the final say over the legal status of personal relationships. The comment came just days before the Senate failed to back the gay marriage ban. Stephen Fisher, spokesman for the Human Rights Campaign, a gay and lesbian advocacy group, said Cheney's remarks show a stark difference with President Bush's efforts to put discrimination in the Constitution, as he said. Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, today personally released a Time magazine reporter from a promise of confidentiality about a conversation the two had last year. That allowed the reporter, Matthew Cooper, to avoid potential jail time in the investigation of the leak of a CIA agent's name. Cooper was held in civil contempt earlier this month by U.S. District Judge Thomas Hogan for refusing to testify in the leak investigation. Hogan rejected Time's claims, as well as those of Tim Russert of NBC. Cooper had faced up to 18 months in jail. The magazine could have been forced to pay $1,000 a day. Cooper gave his deposition to the special prosecutor in the case, U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald of Chicago, according to Time magazine statement today. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
You can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records, The Revolution Starts Now.
Revolution starts now.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making...
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice
sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christian and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis, started talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're the generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into mean, evil, imperialist bastards. I'm not on air. I'm like...
Welcome back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. It's about 6:30 the hour. If you were listening during the first hour, you know what we were talking about, the report by former Nixon Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger today that avoided most of the real atrocities that are being committed in Abu Ghraib. James Schlesinger and his three-person crew were hired by Donald Rumsfeld to gloss over and hide what is going on, what is being done in our name, what our people are doing, what you and I are permitting in Iraq. And so today was the culmination of that effort where Schlesinger stood out there with the other couple, three people, and issued his report. The Army has a report coming out, too, that the Washington Post touched on today that itself barely touches on the issue of... sadistic prisoner abuse all the way down to children. And you have to go to the foreign press to find out what's going on. The American press is terrified to touch these stories because they will be considered to be against God. You're either for Bush or you're against God. That's what this has come down to. And there's not a managing editor. I don't care how courageous the newspaper is. There's not a manager or the television station or network. There's not a managing editor among them who wants to deal with 15 or 20,000 screaming Free Republic types, the Christ killers, you know, shrieking into their phones or on the Internet. So you will not see these stories to any degree in the American press. All right. James in Wisconsin is calling. James, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. The nature of the call has kind of changed a couple of times while I've been listening.
Uh-huh.
But first of all, just let me say thank you for addressing this news story honestly. A couple of minutes ago, you were kind of wondering aloud of whether or not you should even be reporting on it. If there were things that we would be better off or not knowing, there certainly are things that we would just as soon not know, not have to face up to, and this is one of them. But eventually, Americans will know this, and it'll come, the knowledge will come in the form of blowback. And there isn't an adult American who can say later on, why did they hate us? Here's the answer.
Right.
And now, there are people out there, I'm sure, who would listen to this and go, so you're a blame America firster. And I would say, well, you know, normally I don't want to, it's not a matter of fixing blame, but who would you blame in this situation? The 15-year-old Iraqi prisoner?
Right, right.
Or the American military that's allowing this to happen?
See, the truth
we
is,
will find out, because there were people who blamed 60 Minutes for public, or for broadcasting the photographs, and there were people right. who blamed Seymour Hersh for his New Yorker article. The fact of the matter is, the people in Iraq were already learning of this, these atrocities, before it ever hit the American press. They know, just as they do throughout the Middle East. You mentioned Afghanistan earlier. I mean, there was just a report where a UN human rights inspector was demanding access to Afghanistan prisons, which the U.S. is not allowing. But going back to 2001, there was a documentary called Convoy of Death, Afghan Massacre.
Right.
That has been shown all throughout Europe. I mean, this is not a secret to the rest of the world. And there will be hell to pay. It's going to happen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. James, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks, Mike.
I appreciate your comments. You know, the mythology of the United States of America is such that it, obviously, I guess every nation state is this way. Russia, Israel, China, Paraguay, certainly the United States. Our mythology is, you know, we're the good guys. We were chosen by God. Manifest destiny. Our job as white people, white Europeans, was to come to this continent and butcher the people who already lived here. Steal as much of it as we could from the Mexicans and the Native Americans and whoever else happened to be here, and establish our hegemony over this continent. And Jesus and God sat around having tea in heaven watching this, very happy. Kill them all. Kill them all. Just like God was happy to tell Moses to go into the land that belonged to the Canaanites and slaughter every last one of them. The men, the women, the children, butcher them, cut them into little pieces. So we came here. Our story, our mythology is that we are divinely ordained to do this. And this is what we have taught ourselves ever since we had public schooling, private schooling, any kind of schooling in this country. One nation under God. Of course, that didn't come in until the 50s, but you understand what I'm saying. Our mythology is such that to question anything we do, whether it is to the Cherokee Nation or the Vietnamese people or the Sandinistas or pick a group. It doesn't matter. Now, by the same token, we have also been victimized. When our people go fight and they're caught, they will have their arms and legs hacked off. The Bataan Death March perpetrated against American and European, the British POWs by the Japanese, horrifying. Horrifying. But then again, so was the incineration of 300,000 people in Dresden. You see, it just goes on and on. But our mythology is that while all of this stuff, all this murder and mayhem and mass death occurs on the planet, ours, the death we perpetrate, is divinely ordained. And it's okay because we are doing Christ's work. Isn't that sick? Isn't that perverted? Yeah. Clint is calling from Des Moines, Iowa. Clint, welcome to the program.
Surprised you're having me on.
Why is that, sir?
Well, because I made it through your screener and I am a conservative.
Well, no, let me first of all, we don't screen. We have somebody who answers the phone and gets the name and what you want to talk about, A. B, this is not a conservative program. You're welcome on this program until you say something that I find egregiously offensive, in which case you're gone.
Okay, that's all right. Fair enough.
Fair enough? Okay.
I just wanted to ask you if you're staking out a spot in Canada. It's pretty clear to me that George Bush is going to win this next election.
It's pretty clear what?
It's pretty clear that George Bush is going to win this next election.
Based on what? Every poll says it's too close to call.
That's exactly right. It's too close to call, but we're going into the Republican convention next week, and there will be a bump. There always is a bump. The economic models that have been put out, you might have seen them show up in the papers yesterday, are showing that Bush is going to win, and he's going to win handily. So it's almost laughable, the optimism that you and some of the other pundits are showing for your man, Kerry. It's just not going to happen. But that's not my point. My point, the reason, what I want to talk about here is I find it incredibly convenient that now all of a sudden you want to start talking about what's going on in the world in terms of torture and the way people are mistreated. You know, this is not new. This has been going on for decades. Are you familiar with the School of the Americas?
Does that make it right?
It doesn't make it right.
Are you one of those people who celebrates torture? Are you one of those people who appreciates the banality of evil?
What I celebrate is reality.
Are you one of those people who will sit back and not raise your voice in protest when you find out that your people are committing atrocities because,
what the hell,
everybody does it, so it doesn't matter.
The Democratic Party administrations,
Clint,
we were using these same tactics.
Goodbye. Thank you. I can't stand that. I cannot. It's like Hannah Arendt trying to talk about Adolf Eichmann. I can't stand that. I have yet to meet a conservative in the past 3 or 4 years who, first of all, conduct a conversation with me or any liberal without resorting to this smarmy, snotty, juvenile tone of voice. And the topics, atrocities have been committed forever, and that makes it okay. These are the people, like Clint in Des Moines, that are destroying this country, that are ripping this country to pieces. And I continue to try, bring it on. If you're a conservative, come on and talk. Until you say things that are so egregiously perverse and sick that I can't stand it, and I don't think my audience wants to hear it.
And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must...
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again,
Go stealth and get the phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
The presidential election is just around the corner. The right has their propaganda. Make sure you have yours. Northern Sun can help. For over 25 years, we've been supplying the American left with t-shirts, bumper stickers, buttons, and a whole lot more. Do you think we need a president selected fairly? Tell your fellow Americans with a bumper sticker. Redefeat Bush in 2004. Do you think we need a smarter president? Say it with a t-shirt. Somewhere in Texas, there's a village missing an idiot. Do you think we need an honest president? Tell him with a bike sticker. Bush lied, thousands died. With hundreds of bumper stickers, buttons, and American-made t-shirts, Northern Sun can help you wear your thoughts on your sleeve, car, or bicycle. Visit northernsun.com or call 800-258-8579 for a catalog. And if your group has a unique message, we can custom print it on shirts, buttons, or bumper stickers. Remember, regime change begins at home, so let's vote Bush out. Call 800-258-8579 or visit northernsun.com. Thank you, and God bless the whole world. No exceptions.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Bruce emailed in, Mike, the caller Clint would have probably made the same arguments in Nazi Germany. People like him are intellectually bankrupt and will cause the collapse of this nation. Yeah, I have yet to hear a conservative or a Republican, like I said, in the past couple, 3 years, who sounds anything like an American. They all sound like Nazis. Most of the Republicans that I know just don't talk anymore. They are ashamed of what has happened to their party. They're still Republicans. They're very quiet because they know their party has been taken over by these Christ killers, these God freaks. And they're embarrassed about it. They're ashamed of it. They continue to maintain a belief in Republican, capital R, form of government. But they know that Republicanism, as they learned it, no longer exists in this country. It not out in the open. It's not in the process of governing anywhere in the United States. not domestically, not in our foreign policy, not on the state, the county, or the federal level. It's been absorbed, mutated, bastardized, and murdered in its bed by these religious right freaks and people like this Clint character that just called. So I pretty much give up on trying to talk with a rational Christ killer. You know, these right-wing Republican people claim to be Republicans. What's the point? You know, I don't want to talk to them. Because this is a radio show, though, I always put the invitation out. You know, if you're Republican or conservative, you have something rational to say, whether I agree with it or not, if it's rational. But, you know, that jackass starts out like most of them do. Are you saving a spot in Canada for you to leave? I mean, you know, it's that kind of stuff. He wants to know if I know about the School of the Americas. You know, a smarmy, snotty comment like that. You know, I live 120 miles from the School of the Americas. I've been talking about it for, 18 years. I have protested there. And I guess he was going to use the School of the Americas that Republicans have funded and brought into existence as an example of how to use torture, which to me is a weird way of arguing your point. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I think Clint is a closet torturer himself. He sounded to me like the type who could witness the butchery of children, his own children, and not let it affect him. Because after all, that sort of thing happens all the time. Come on, Malloy, get in the game. Right? Of course. Nick is calling from New York City. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Hey, you know what? What you just said, the last words there were exactly right. Human beings have been killing and torturing each other since the beginning of time. It's really nothing new. If you look back at the French with the guillotine or the Romans with the feeding people to the lions.
Well, let me ask something, Nick. Don't you think by this point, at least here in America, we should have transcended that?
That's my point I wanted to get to. We should have evolved by this time. Even after 9/11, we had the whole world on our side.
Right.
The whole world, even the French paper, I mentioned the French, it said, everyone's an American today. But then you look, a year later, everyone pretty much is against us because of what we've done. A smart president, a smart diplomatic person who knows how to deal with people, not like Bush, would have gone around the world and garnered all this kind of support. And you know what I mean? We could have done something so much better instead of going into Iraq. Who wanted to go into Iraq? Afghanistan was where it's at anyway. But my point is, you know, with the kids you're talking about.
Right.
It's sad. It's disgusting. It's pathetic. But it's unfortunate that it is kind of the history of human beings. If we have a reason to hate, or if we are given permission to hate, we seem to want to do it.
Well, yeah. But I think a civilized or an enlightened people does a couple of things. First of all, that group of people, let's do a nation, a population, they have the courage to face their past and to say, oh my God, look what we did. This is what they tried to do in South Africa with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, to try to face their past. And what the commission in South Africa pointed out was that there were black folk as well as white people who had committed atrocities. So what they were trying to do is come to terms with it and offer amnesty and say, okay, there has been butchery in this country. Can we move beyond it?
That's why it's important to be honest and bring it up.
Right.
Things people don't want to hear or don't want to talk about, but it's the truth, and nothing's going to change until you talk about the truth.
Right.
And
right.
Maybe we can, you know, I think human beings should have evolved at this point in our existence. I mean, look at how intelligent we are and look at how much we've accomplished. But for some reason, there's that animal instinct. I can't even say animal instinct because animals don't do it.
No, animals don't torture other members of their species just to watch them scream. That's something that is purely human. Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot, Nick. I got to move on. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. Yeah, expanding just a little bit on what Nick said. You know, I don't know if evolution is the right word, of human beings evolving away from that. You know, that reptilian part of our brain, we're probably stuck with it for a long time. But to socialize ourselves out of it, I think takes, you know, a couple of very clearly marked steps or plateaus. First of all, you know, to face our history, to take a look at it honestly and celebrate the good parts and condemn the bad parts. Secondly, is to confront the mythology and decide what part of that mythology is retarding us as a country and as individuals. You know, what part of the mythology, and the mythology can be a national mythology, a religious mythology, it really doesn't matter. And then the third thing, I think, is to somehow go beyond the mythology and the history and say, you know, I'm better than that now. Now that I am honest, I'm better than that. This is the problem Republicans have. This is the problem conservatives have. They can do none of those three things.
Praise the Lord and hit 'em hard. The devil must have his due. That's all the weapons of Uncle Sam. The smallpox, Indian blankets, the bombs that beat Japan. Bless the cops.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
You can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records, The Revolution Starts Now.
The revolution starts now.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 service pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Wednesday's Morning Sedition, a country singer who has paid some serious dues and has the nads to use an ellipsis in his album title. The revolution starts now. It's not just Steve Earle's new album, it's his new Air America show. We'll talk to him about both of them and the staggering amount of drugs he's done. Steve Earle and the latest dispatch from the War on Brains, Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Twenty-seven before the hour, Bill in Lexington just sent me something here, pollingreport.com, that lists all, you can check it out yourself, it lists all the various polls. I don't know what, you know, I don't even like to make jokes and say I don't know what Clint was smoking, the caller from Iowa, because, you know, I don't think they're smoking anything. I just think they're crazy. I think they're delusional and crazy. But here are some recent polls. Zogby has it Kerry 50%, Bush 43%. These are among likely voters. Okay, so Zogby, the one that the pig man, the drug addict, junkie freak, Rush Limbaugh, says that Zogby is the only decent poll on the planet, right? Anyway, Zogby has it 50-43 Kerry. Gallup has it 50-47 Bush. ICR, whoever that is, has it 48-48. Time Magazine has it 51-44 Kerry. Democracy Corps has it 52-45 Kerry. Fox News Opinion Dynamics has it 48-43 Kerry. ABC Washington Post 49-48 Kerry. CNN USA Today Gallup 51-47 Bush. Now, among registered voters, the IBD CSM TIPP, no, don't ask me, has it Bush Kerry 44 each. CBS, Kerry 47, Bush 44. Gallup, Bush 48, Kerry 47. ICR, Kerry 50, Bush 45. Time Magazine, Kerry 51, Bush 43. Another IBD, say, blah, blah, blah. Kerry 49, Bush 43. Fox Opinion Dynamics 46, 43 Kerry. ABC Washington Post 52-45 Kerry. American Research Group 49-46 Kerry. CBS 49-43 Kerry. CNN USA Today 48-48 Bush Kerry. That's registered voters. So, you know, once again, I have no idea what these right-wing freaks, what they use as a source of information. You know, what I said to the guy was, it's too close to call. And so many of those polling results I just gave you fall within the margin of error. It's going to be a close race until Election Day, and then it's going to be a landslide for Kerry. Bill in Ohio is calling. Bill, welcome to the program.
Good evening, and it's great listening to your program.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I doubt very much if you've seen it last night, but I listened to your show last night and on the Discovery Times channel. I think it was on about either 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They had about the war in Iraq on, and this was a program from 2003, and I'm not sure which month it was recorded in, but they had on where there was, I think it was a colonel and maybe a first sergeant or a sergeant first class or something, and they were sitting in the barracks and talking that they was going to go over to the Baghdad hospital. And there was a guy that supposedly had attacked a troop sometime, and that's going to go over and interrogate him. And they said, well, they don't know how much good it was going to do because the guy was in critical condition in that. Mm. He had already been shot up in that.
Right.
So it showed them, the camera crew and everybody, they all went over to the hospital. The guy's sitting in the hospital bed. He's got two IVs in him. And he looked like he could hardly talk. You could see he'd been through it from mm-hmm. whatever it was he'd been through, but right. he'd been through it. And they had a guy standing over him. I think it was a lieutenant colonel, and he was asking him questions, and another guy was translating for him. And he says, well, come on now, we want some names, you better tell us, you better do this, you better do that. And I'm not feeling for this guy, the guy laying in the hospital bed,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying, hey, he's already been through it. I mean, the guy's on his deathbed.
Well, you know what, Bill, after the camera was turned off.
I says, you know, from what I understand, what's went on, they picked him up and they put him on a stretcher and they said, well, we're going to take him to the jail in Abu Ghraib.
Right, Bill?
And,
Bill?
I just said to myself, I said, what's the chances? This was recorded in 2003. They said, well, he'll get medical attention there.
Yeah. Hey, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You got to pause once in a while, pal, and let me get a word in edgewise, because when you're talking, you can't hear me, and I keep trying to comment on what you're saying, okay? So all callers, y'all have to pause just a little bit.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, what you saw was...
Hello?
Yes? Okay, I give up. Let's move on. Bill, thanks for checking in. Next, thank you. Now, let me tell the callers here, as long as we're doing it this way, where the calls are handled in New York and we're in Atlanta, we have this technical problem where it's hard when you call in, it's hard for you to hear me. I can hear you, the listeners can hear you, and people listening to the program can hear me going, Bill, Ralph, Joe, Mary, you know, and you guys just keep talking. So pause once in a while and see if your humble and obedient servant, that would be me, is trying to get a word in edgewise. Okay? All right? Would y'all do that? Okay. All right. All right, where were we? Now, I had something I wanted to say, and it completely got away. Completely got away. All right. To hell with it. Esther is calling from California. Esther, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine, Esther. How are you?
I'm great. I've missed you a lot. I'm a truck driver. I travel the 48 states.
Yep.
And I wanted to talk about the war within the families with talking about politics. And I don't like to call it that. I like to talk about the condition of our country.
Really? That's what it is?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
My mother donates to one of the top religious groups in the country. She's on Social Security. She gets Medicare, and
mm-hmm.
Religiously, she donates to this religious group. And I have found that she's been calling the family and saying, you're going to vote for Bush, right? And my sister says, yeah. And I said, you're not, right? And she says, well, no, I'm not going to vote. So I've made a point of talking to my family, and my brother and my mother are very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had a debate with my brother recently, I did what Randy Rhodes said when you have the water cooler wars. I said, okay, all right, tell me this. Why did Bush sit for 7 minutes in the classroom being read to when our country was under attack?
Right.
And my brother sat there and he was very quiet for a few seconds, and he said, all right, after we debated for a couple hours, he said, all right, I'll tell you this, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Bush. And that astounded me. And it's like, you know, it's like in Al Franken's world, in the future world, I see my brother holding his nose and voting for Kerry. Because he is so unenlightened.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's got his head up his ass, how can he hold his nose?
Well, that's true. But you know what, Esther? This is the thing that gets me. People who say, well, I'm very conservative, so I'm going to vote for George Bush. That's insane. If you're really conservative, a person who's really conservative would vote Democratic, and I'll tell you why. It's the Democrats who believe in fiscal responsibility. It's the Democrats who believe in making sure everybody has a job. It's the Democrats who want to conserve the air we breathe and the water we drink so that we can continue to breathe air and drink water. It's the Democrats who want to conserve our natural resources. It's the Democrats who want to break us free from Middle Eastern oil so that we don't have to send our boys and girls over to die and to kill and to commit rape and torture. So anybody who says, I'm a conservative and going to vote for George Bush, doesn't understand the definition of the term. The only people who want to vote for George Bush are religious fanatics or proto-Nazis. If you are really conservative, you will vote for John Kerry. Now, it just so happens that if you're really a liberal, a liberal is the one who's going to have to take a deep breath and vote for Kerry. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I
don't understand people, and I'm not referencing your mom here, but I don't understand people who say, I'm conservative, so I'm going to vote for George Bush. A true conservative would run the bastard out of town as fast as they possibly could. He's destroying everything.
Well, I'm frightened, Mike. I really am frightened.
Don't be frightened.
But I keep talking, you know, I'm talking about the condition of our country, not politics. They have brainwashed us to the point where we're afraid to talk about the condition of our country and what is happening today. And you know, in a truck stop, the guy says, oh, yeah, in a truck stop you're going to talk politics. I said, no. We Americans need to talk about what's going on every single day.
That's true.
If we don't wake up, we're in big, big trouble.
Well, Esther,
so, I appreciate you, Mike. I'm glad you're back. I've missed you.
Esther,
Dr. Molly.
Esther, be careful in those truck stops. I realize you're a truck driver, but you're also a woman. So be careful. Be careful out there on the concrete, on that blacktop. Okay.
And I'm trying not to carry any more companies over the border. Okay.
I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Esther. You have a nice evening. We're at 866-303-2270, if you'd like to join in. Alejandro in Miami is calling. Hey, Alejandro, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you, Mike? Thank you very much for having me.
Sure.
First of all, Mike, I want to say that what you're doing is a very, very important function. This report that you stated tonight about the abuse on infants has really kind of shook me.
Me too. Hold on, Alejandro, hold on, because I got to take a break. I'll come right back to you after the break, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, put you on hold. Yeah, it shook me too, pal. I don't know how you can be a human, much less an American, and not just be distressed by what we're finding out that we're doing in Iraq.
Baby, I was gone. Baby, I was gone.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents the State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America host Jane Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at MotherJones.com.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Before the hour, this is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Back to Alejandra, who's called in from Miami. Go ahead, Alejandra. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, thank you for having this wonderful show. Thank you, Mike. It's very instructive to me. I wanted to say that what you're doing is a very, very important function, reporting things like the ones you just reported tonight. I think is a very serious, serious deviation of what the most powerful country in the world is supposed to be doing to bring democracy and help the weak instead of victimize the weak and just, you know, get a little bit of, lose the focus, lose the vision.
Yeah. Well, Alejandro, let me ask you something. Do you really believe, and I'm not trying to challenge you here, sir, I'm just checking. Do you really believe that the intent was to bring democracy to Iraq?
Really not. I mean, I really don't believe this.
Of course not. The intent in going into Iraq was to establish a permanent United States military presence, right slam in the heart of the Middle East, not for any political reason, but for the natural resources, the oil and the natural gas, just a little north of Iraq in the Caspian Sea area.
Correct.
This bat squeeze about we're there to establish democracy is such a lie. It takes democracy, the idea of representative government, and throws it into the toilet and flushes it. These people are to democracy the same thing that they are to Christianity. They are Christ killers. They are democracy killers. They are representative government killers. These are people who have no good. I'm talking about the Bush crime family. They have nothing, nothing to offer to Americans, to citizens of the United States, or to people in the rest of the world. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Correct. By the sole fact that the vice president is the former CEO of the company that is handling all the oil contracts and everything, that's just, I mean, a very blunt, you know, piece of evidence. You know, the states. You know, what you just said.
Right.
But basically, in light of this abuse taking place over there, that really has disturbed me. What I want to say really is there's a famous line that I caught at a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this line says, all evil needs to blossom is for good men to do nothing about it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So all I'm saying is if there are people out there listening to this, listening to these facts through you, because they're not going to listen through the conventional news channels because of the bias or what have you. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody out there who has the presence of mind and the resources or in the position to investigate this or maybe do something about it and just blow it up and bring it to the spotlight, hopefully somebody will rise up, become a hero, become a heroine, and you know, make... You know, do something to stop this. Otherwise, we're heading towards a cliff. I think this could bring so much hate that try to hurt us in any conceivable way. I mean, it's something that if it's not dealt with, currently is, you know. We're going to be attacked, basically. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're hurting children. You think children are going to be a menace to a tank or to an M16,
mm-hmm.
An AC-130 gunship or something like that. I mean, you know, that to me doesn't make sense, you know.
I hear you. Alejandro, thanks for your comments, sir. I appreciate your input, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you have a nice evening. Yeah, Edmund Burke's famous dictum. What is it, Kathy? All that's necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Is that it? Or the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing? And this is the Republican way now. This is the Bush way. And nobody, Alejandro or none of us any longer, not you, not me, not anybody, we don't buy the crap of bringing democracy to Iraq. That was the Bush crime family's 345th reason they used to rationalize their destruction of that nation's sovereignty and you know, getting the oil. Yes, yes, yes. Saddam was a bad man. Yes, yes, yes. He should have been turned over to the Iraqi people immediately and let them do to him I've said this before, what the Italians did to Mussolini. Very simple, you know. But we made sure that wouldn't happen. We put Iraq under sanctions for 12 years and destroyed their middle class, which is where revolution always comes from. Weapons of mass destruction and he tortured his own people. Can we still use that line anymore? He tortured his own. We're torturing his own people now, right? Looks like we wanted Saddam out so we could do Animal House at Abu Ghraib prison, as James Schlesinger so acutely put it. Animal House, huh? Is that what you see it? You old bastard, you! Animal House, the torturing of children and adults. You call that Animal House? You and that pig man Rush Limbaugh, huh? Both of you. Both of you, Mr. Schlesinger and the pig man, you should be put in Abu Ghraib and let them do to you what they did to the prisoners and see if you would call that Animal House, huh? And, of course, the claim then that it was about bringing democracy to the region, yeah, that's like bringing Christianity to the region, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And isn't it interesting that both the pig man and this decrepit old mass killer from the Nixon administration, James Schlesinger, they both used fraternity analogies in talking about torture, rape, murder, fraternity hazing and Animal House. Wasn't that nice? Well, you know what they say, great minds, yada, yada. Jerry is calling from Long Island, New York. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure, Mike.
You know what?
I don't really like the subject matter, but...
Jerry?
Yes?
I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'm sorry. I just wanted to get you on.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to put you on hold because we have a break coming down on us like a freight train, okay? Do you mind holding on?
No problem.
Okay. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back to you right after this break. And if you are on hold, stay with us. Robert in Idaho and Frank and Matt in Ontario, Canada, and Frank in Long Island and Rick in California and Jim in Pennsylvania. What the hell? No women listening to the program tonight? Come on, girls. The number is 866-303-2270. This program's getting top-heavy tonight with testosterone. I'd like to hear from the gentle sex. Well, there was Esther, but you know what I'm saying. Come on, gals, give us a call. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution Starts Now.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. One Russian passenger plane crashed and a second one went missing within minutes of each other Tuesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the FSB security services to investigate, indicating the likelihood of suspicious circumstances. A Russian emergency spokeswoman said a plane with 42 people on board crashed south of Moscow. Then just 3 minutes later, a second plane with 52 people on board lost contact with controllers. Russian Airborne Special Services Sergeant Vladislav Tamarov says he believes the Chechens may be behind the incident since it's so close to the Chechen elections.
Absolutely not surprised, and I would say it's 95% possibility that this was a terrorist act.
The incidents come just before a presidential election in Chechnya, where rebels launched a major raid last week and have promised more attacks. The standoff at the mosque in Najaf continues. Rebels still control the mosque itself, but U.S. Marines and Iraqi forces are said to be tightening the cordon around the site. Reporter Owen Fay says the U.S. Marines have been holding back on storming the mosque.
The United States Marines have been so reluctant to mount an assault. If they chose to, they could resolve the situation in a matter of hours by storming the mosque and by sheer overwhelming force. But to do so would cause severe damage to the mosque.
With less than a week to go before the Republican National Convention, presidential candidate John Kerry took advantage of a campaign stop in New York City Tuesday to blast what he calls President Bush's fear and smear tactics.
They're going to bend over backwards with last-minute proposals and last-minute promises to make up for all that they haven't done and to pretend that they're not who they really are. In fact, pretending to be something they're not may be the single most consistent thing about them, because that's what they've been doing all along.
Kerry stood in front of a statue of Abraham Lincoln and addressed the crowd of several hundred at Manhattan's Cooper Union College. Vice President Dick Cheney says it's not a time for leaders that shift with the political winds. Rather, the country needs strong and consistent leadership for actions both overseas and at home. Speaking at a campaign rally in Waterford, Michigan, the vice president outlined how Bush administration policies have made the economy stronger and the country safer, stronger, and better.
President Bush has a clear vision for the future of our nation. Abroad, we will use America's great power to serve great purposes, to protect our homeland by turning back and defeating the forces of terror.
Sugary soft drinks may be to blame for the increased rate of diabetes in the U.S. Scientists who studied 91,000 women found that those who drank sugar-sweetened sodas every day had an 80% higher risk of diabetes than women who hardly ever drank them at all. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Wednesday on the Al Franken Show, the political situation is looking better than ever. John Kerry, a fine man with a fine mind and a good heart, carries our standard into the final weeks of the campaign. Tom Oliphant of the Boston Globe, the reporter who knows Kerry best, will tell you and me what's right about John Kerry and wrong about the right-wing attacks on him. Tomorrow,
Al Franken and Catherine Lanford on Air America Radio.
Six and a half past the hour. Welcome back, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Back to Jerry, who's called in from Long Island. Jerry, thank you for holding on.
Yeah, no problem, Mike. Yeah, I don't usually reveal this publicly. I mean, it's not like it's a great dark secret, but there's a lot of things I don't wear on my sleeve, my religion, and the fact that I'm the son of a Holocaust survivor. Also, I'm the nephew of a doctor. And so I have very strong feelings about this whole situation of abuse, and especially the whole idea that doctors would participate in the abuse and or the cover-up.
Yeah.
I find particularly disturbing. I mean, I feel very strongly about this. I mean, I could not have imagined, if you would have told me, my father came over to this country in 1938 with his family, and he was lucky enough to escape Nazi Germany in the 1930s because of the help of good Christians. But as we know, there were not enough good Christians in Germany who spoke up at the time. But my father came over here, and if you would have told me 4 years ago, he came over here in 1938, and he's now a naturalized American citizen. He served in World War II honorably.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would have told me 4 years ago, though, that this guy Bush, with this current occupant of this Bush crime family, his current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, if you would have told me 4 years ago that he would bring us to the point of this moral cesspool of war crimes and torture, including on children, including against children being committed in Iraq, I would have found it difficult to believe you, but yet that's where we are. And as far as this whole idea of doctors participating, now, you know, doctor, my uncle's a doctor. I can never imagine him participating in this. He's retired now, but he was at first a pediatrician, and then he was a radiologist. And I could never imagine him participating in anything like this or any doctor or colleague he knows. And, in fact, the Hippocratic Oath, I'll quote you just two sentences from it, from Hippocrates. And this was written, he wrote this 100 years before Christ.
Right.
He says, I will use treatment to help the sick according to my ability and judgment, but never with a view to injury and wrongdoing.
Right.
And this is another important point. And whatsoever houses I enter, I will enter to help the sick, and I will abstain from all intentional wrongdoing and harm, especially from abusing the bodies of man or woman, bond or free.
Yeah, I hear you, Jerry. It's unbelievable what this Bush crime family where they've taken us. And remember this.
Yeah.
George W. Bush says he is a Christian.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, too. That's another point I wanted to make. I'm glad you brought that up, because he's supposed to be the family values candidate. He's supposed to be the great moral candidate here. And look what he's brought us to in Iraq with remember the torture memos where you had one of the White House attorneys, Roberto Gonzalez, trying to justify torture and find legal ways that you can commit torture without being charged with it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just incredible.
You know, it raises the question, who would Jesus torture?
Excuse me?
Who would Jesus torture?
Who would do this torture?
No, who would Jesus
torture? Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly the point. This is so antithetical to all the principles that Jesus has taught. And he is supposed to be a reborn Christian who believes in Jesus so much, and he's brought us to this moral sewer and cesspool in Iraq, where, I mean, it's bad enough what they did to the adults, but now there's all this reports that young children are being abused and tortured. I mean, what kind of sick depravity has this supposedly moral president brought us to? Well, he's not moral at all. It's a farce, that he's a moral Christian. He's one of the most immoral presidents since Richard Nixon. He's even more immoral than Richard Nixon, actually.
I hear you. Jerry, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. I know it comes with a lot of passion. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. Robin in Victor, West Virginia, has a suggestion here. Mike, how did we get to the place where we are willing to kill, rape, and torture other people? The short answer is that we first became willing to do it to ourselves. After that threshold, doing it to brown people is easy. For example, this past Friday, about 2:30 a.m., a boulder from a mountain range removal operation in Weiss County, Virginia, rolled down a mountainside and into the bedroom of Jeremy Davison. Jeremy had said his prayers and been put to bed several hours earlier. Jeremy went to sleep in Virginia and woke up in heaven, presumably. He was crushed by the boulder. Jeremy was 3 years old. Mining officials expressed deep regret for the accident. The act of God. So-called conservatives in Appalachia noted that mining coal is quite dangerous, but brings great economic benefit. So, Mike, when you can excuse this kind of murder at home in the name of economic progress, you can do anything to the rest of the world. Yeah. Thanks, Robin. Rick is calling from California. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir.
Thanks for letting me get on. I listen to your show, and I just, my thoughts start spinning. There's so many things to be talked about.
Yeah.
So I'll try to be concise. The first thing is this whole thing about Kerry testifying before Congress. I'm watching. I force myself about once a week to watch Fox News for about an hour because
yeah.
I think we have to keep tabs on the thugocracy that
yeah.
that passes for media now. And last night, that thug fellow Hannity
mm-hmm.
had taken his testimony, and what they've done is they've lopped off the first part where he says, "I've been told by people who were in the field in Vietnam."
Oh, sure, sure. That was the whole dishonesty of the second Swift Boat Corruptors for Jesus
right.
ad is that Kerry was quoting what other soldiers had told him.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, they conveniently leave that off. So I was talking to Linda, and I was thinking that it's a shame that somebody with some, you know, some connections and some abilities couldn't put together either a short radio program, maybe a 30-minute radio program or something that just kind of covers the lies that on a daily basis of these right-wing pundits like Fox.
Well, it's being done. Do you listen to Al Franken on this
yeah,
network?
Yeah, I do. I listen to you guys all day.
Well,
Franken
has been, the other day I was listening to him, Franken uses sound bites from these lying bastards' programs
yeah.
and has them on his show, on Al Franken's show, and cites example after example. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, that kind of rolls into my next question, and
sure.
I'm hoping that you can address this. The thing that's really perplexing for me about the whole Kerry / atrocity testimony is everybody seems to be missing what I think is the big point, and that was that there were horrible atrocities in Vietnam. The two that come to mind are the My Lai massacre. Lieutenant Cowley and his friends butchered 200-300 civilians in My Lai. And the other, and which most Americans probably know least about, is the CIA's Phoenix Project, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Well, don't forget, Tiger Force, the Toledo Blade newspaper, won a Pulitzer Prize last year for a lengthy, multi-part expose talking with former Vietnam veterans who had served in this unit, whose job was to perpetrate the most medieval of
yeah.
tortures and murders and atrocities against the Vietnamese civilian population.
As part of Phoenix?
I don't know. It might have been part of Phoenix, but it was called Tiger Force, and these were people who started out as American civilians, became American soldiers, and then devolved into beasts of the swamp. And decided that it was okay, as long as the orders were clear, to butcher people, to murder civilians. So nothing that Kerry charged in his testimony back in 1971 was untrue.
Right.
All of it. And we are continuing to commit genocide against the people of Vietnam through Agent Orange.
Absolutely.
Just like we are continuing to commit genocide against the people of Yugoslavia and the people of Iraq through the depleted uranium that litters both of those countries. Rick, let me put you on hold. I'll come back in a second and we'll chat a little bit more. We have to break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim.
Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
More coffee, Kate? Thanks. Terrorism, war, the economy. The world is so complicated. How do you deal with it, Ashley?
You should try fear.
Fear? Sure. I used to be like you, going crazy thinking about issues. But since I started listening to President Bush, I'm paralyzed. And now I think of nothing but death.
Nothing but death?
Nothing! Thanks to George Bush, I'm afraid of travel, foreigners, and all forms of public transportation. I can't do anything but hide. He's the only one I can trust.
So this fear sounds like it simplifies your life.
Yes, it's much easier being scared. About all I can do is gas up the minivan and vote Republican.
Wow, how can I experience fear?
Just listen to the president.
And that's all there is to it?
Oh, and one more thing. Stop asking questions.
Fear is not for people with high blood pressure or pre-existing paranoia. If fear causes heart palpitations, tremors, or loss of bladder control, consult your doctor.
Rick in California. Rick, thanks for holding on. Go ahead.
Sure thing, Mike. I'm very concerned about the direction of things, and I worry because I became a grandfather last year, and people say, oh, why don't you leave the country, you damn socialist? And I'm like, well, heck, I would, but I have children and grandchild here now. Regarding this history of torture that came up earlier in the program, if I can just mention the name of a title of a book, I'm not plugging. I don't have anything.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. Plug it.
By an author named William Blum, B-L-U-M. It's mm-hmm. called Killing Hope: U.S. Military and CIA Intervention Since World War II. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of Bill Blum before, but this book is an absolute masterwork, and it's beautifully documented. And even though Blum is a leftist, he used to be a State Department employee, and he's definitely left of center politically. His documentation more than covers and it's written as a history book, and that's Killing Hope. For people who want to know what has really gone on, someone mentioned the School of the Americas.
Right.
There's numerous, about School of the Americas, locking up Catholic priests, butchering people in Latin America.
Right.
And it goes on and on. And I'll tell you, I get really nervous because I'm very left of center. I'm a little bit left of Kucinich, and one area that I'm probably at odds with my leftist friends is gun control.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry because of things like for instance Newt Gingrich saying Democrats who support Clinton are the enemies of normal Americans.
Right.
And Limbaugh saying, I tell people don't kill all liberals, leave enough around so we can have two on every campus. And
right.
Phil Graham, senator from Texas, saying, we'll hunt Democrats down like dogs. And I think
and these are the bastards who say that the Democrats or liberals should tone down the rhetoric when we try to defend John Kerry's war record, or when we holler foul. You know, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's just disgusting. I truly, truly do not like them, and I truly believe this country has become polarized. And yeah, I have a problem with my liberal friends where it concerns the Second Amendment too, or not Second Amendment, but guns, because I am well armed, and
I know.
And when the time comes, when the barricades go up, I have no doubt that my ass will be out there locked and loaded, because
absolutely.
I will not. I'm not going to leave this country.
Because
I will fight for this country. There's no way in hell that I'm going to roll over for thugs like this freak that called me from Iowa tonight.
Right, exactly. Rick, you know they are.
I know they are.
Well, I know they are because I used to be one. 20 years ago, I worked in the Reagan campaign. I've learned a lot since then. I've traveled the world and lived in Central America for 3 years, and I've learned a lot. I talked to people who my own brother.
Well, there you go.
I'm sad to say, who still has those thoughts from those days, and I'm like, haven't you grown at all?
I know.
There's another book called Take Them at Their Words. Shocking, amusing, and baffling quotes by Sidney Blumenthal. Oh, introduction written by Bruce Miller. That just is a list of quotes. Those three quotes I just gave you is where that came from. That's just the tip of the iceberg. These people are threatening violence, and that's I'm not going to shirk from my responsibility to defend my family and my country.
Right.
If it ever gets to the point where these people threaten myself, my country, with violence, and I think we're getting awful darn close.
I
just wondered how you felt about
let me answer on the air here, Rick. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your insights. I do believe. Well, first of all, let me back up just a little bit. The people in Iraq who are fighting, who are killing our people shouldn't be there. I hate the fact that our soldiers are dying. I hate the fact that our soldiers have become an instrument of Dick Cheney's oil policy and George W. Bush's Armageddonist religious psychosis. I hate that. I wish every single soldier in Iraq, all 130,000, 140,000 of them, would take up their weapons and turn around and walk out of the country, giving the middle finger to Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and the rest of them. I know that'll never happen, but that's what I wish. Having said that, I will say this. If an army invaded my country, I would do everything I could to kill every single one of them. I would go down with a bullet in my head or a bullet in my gut or in a prison someplace, tortured to death, because I will guarantee you that if an invading army came into my country the way we have gone into Iraq, I would fight. I would order my children to fight. I would arm them. I would do every. I would learn how to build roadside bombs. I would do everything I could to blow the bastards out of my country. And so would you, and you know you would. And that puts us at a very weird nexus, because here we have our people once again involved in an illegal, unjust, immoral, unethical attack on another country. And we are duty-bound to support our troops, and the only way to support our troops is to demand that they come home. Because they're killing, and they're going to be killed. For no reason. No valid reason. No moral reason. No ethical reason. Now, as far as this country, I sometimes think, the last caller, I sometimes think that the Bush crime family, going back to Nixon, maybe going back to the assassination of John Kennedy, we have been pushed to the point, polarized to the point, where this is no longer, I mean, let's face it, come on, you know this as well as I do. This is no longer a cohesive, coherent society. It is not. We have been pushed to where the haves and the have-nots have a bigger gap now than since the beginning of our republic, other than the master and the slave. We have been polarized by issues that have no business being discussed by government. We have been taught to hate and loathe and despise the person across the aisle, the different point of view. And this country is no longer a coherent, cohesive nation. It just isn't. You know this as well as I do. And you also know, I mean, articles are being written now about how liberals will not live with conservatives. Conservatives will not go to work with liberals. It's come to that point. And I foresee another civil war, the possibility of another civil war. Do you? Do you foresee that? Do you foresee this hatred building up to the point where it explodes internally?
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis, because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull define Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
The Majority Report.
I really would say in Rumsfeld's case, in the Bush administration's case, where there's smoke, there is indeed fire. Or let's have another analogy. Where there's smoothies, there will be rats. Right, Sam?
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And may I add that there's probably a good chance of there being a muffin there as well.
Larger muffins, the size of a baby's head, if you will. Large muffin tops. There will be women with eating disorders.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Seven before the hour. I hope what I said right before the break comes through the way it's intended. If somebody were to invade my country, I would do everything I could to kill them, to destroy them and their support systems, and their weaponry. And I would blow them up. I would sneak into their tents at night and cut their throats. Whatever it took. And this is precisely what George W. Bush has done to our soldiers. He has sent them into a situation where they have no business being. None. There is no justification whatsoever for our invasion, our attack, our butchery of Iraqi civilians. None. And the Iraqi people are responding. There may be some potential al-Qaeda types or terrorists mixed in with the batch, but... don't you know that most of the people killing our soldiers and most of the people dying are Iraqi just citizens who don't like the fact that they are being told by an invading army that to them stinks? You know, we're Westerners, we're Americans, we stink, we're filthy, we are perverters of the Quran, we are defilers of the holy places, we are worse than animals. Okay, that's from their perspective. And if we had, godless communists invading our country, what Democratic and Republican administrations kept us whipped into a fervor for 60 years. Ronald Reagan talking about the Sandinistas going to come up through El Paso, Texas, for Christ's sake. That's how sick that was. Okay. But it was used to, like that sort of thing is always used, to whip up our insanity. But I agree with Rick. We are getting close in this country, thanks to Republicans. We're getting close to the point where we could turn on each other. Matt is calling from Ontario, Canada. Matt, welcome to the program. Hey, Matt.
You were talking about a lot of religion stuff earlier, and I heard a really good anecdote, I guess. About Bush's separation of church and state, and I thought this was really clever, about how Bush separates church and state, and see if you can follow me on this.
Okay.
Christ liked to help the poor and the downtrodden folks. That was his big thing.
Right.
And what Bush does is he makes sure that the government does not help the poor and downtrodden. Therefore, Bush has separated his own Christian values from the way he runs the government. Same as Christ chased the moneylenders out of the temple and told people that to acquire wealth would be a bad way to get into heaven, yet that's exactly what this administration wants to do.
Right.
Just, I thought that was really interesting how Bush is separating church and state in a different way.
Yeah, well, you know, you can check the New Testament if you want to believe it was divinely inspired. If you want to believe that Christ was the earthly son of the cloud being named God or Yahweh or Allah or whatever, you will find that George W. Bush's life is an inverse distortion of everything that the Christ taught. Everything from the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, the example of turning the other cheek, when thy enemy strikes thee, turn the other cheek, don't strike. You know, Bush is the Antichrist, in other words.
But it's funny that he has the entire religious right. They're all so pro-Christian, yet they so blindly believe everything that is anti what Christ taught.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that all Protestants feel that way. I still know some.
Well,
some...
the basic religious right, you know. I mean.
Oh, sure. The crazy religious right, so called in this country. Yeah, these people are going to burn in a particularly hot hell of their own construction at some point. You know, wherever that hot hell is, that hot hell exists in their heads right now, and they're already burning up. Frank, you just disappeared. Okay, I don't know where you went, Frank, but you faded out. And was that Frank? No, who was that? That was Matt. Matt, I'm sorry, Matt, you disappeared. Mark is calling from Miami. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing fine. Oh, this is Mark, our police officer in Miami.
Right. I wasn't able to get through the other night, and we were a little busy on the road, so I wasn't able to. Get through to you.
Well, let me ask you something. If I remember, we were talking about atrocities committed by Miami police officers as kind of just a commonplace thing. Let me quote something for you. Judge Richard Margolius, a judge presiding over the cases of the free trade protesters, said in court that he, the judge, saw, quote, no less than 20 felonies committed by police officers during the November demonstrations. He made the remarks in open court, saying he was taken aback by what he witnessed while attending the protests. The judge went on to say, pretty disgraceful what I saw with my own eyes, and I have always supported the police during my entire career. This was a real eye-opener, a disgrace for the community. He went on to say, I probably would have been arrested myself if it had not been for a police officer who recognized me, said the judge, who wears his hair in a graying ponytail. Now, I got this from Randy Rhodes' program. Her producer, another program on our network, was filming the Free Trade of the Americas protests back in November. So I think it's common knowledge that police officers who dress up like paramilitary thugs and go after peaceful protesters, that sort of thing does exist, Mark.
Oh, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. Let me just clarify something. I am not a City of Miami police officer. I am a police officer in Miami-Dade County area. I work at one of the police departments here. Now, that occurs. What I was talking to you about before, and what I tried to make the distinction about, was that the police officers are a dichotomy of the community. You have some people in the community that can be violent. You have police officers that
can be
violent.
Well, hold a second. No, I absolutely do not buy that, Mark. That's like saying you have priests who teach the Word of God and you have priests who molest children, and that's just the way it goes. No, sir, absolutely not. Somebody.
Excuse me.
Okay. I'll let you talk.
Okay.
Now it's my turn. A police officer is there to enforce the law. A police officer may not, under any circumstances, violate the law. A police officer may not do that, because you folks are out there to enforce the law, to protect and to serve. Anytime I hear a police officer say what you just said, I tend to want to just get out of the conversation, because I don't want
to. But, Mike, I'm not arguing with you. I understand you and I believe you. What I'm trying to get across to you is that's where a supervisor comes in. A supervisor needs to watch for that, and they need to deal with those officers completely. I'm not condoning it at all, and I don't agree with it, and I don't think it should ever happen. And, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. What I'm saying to you, though, is unfortunately when people get hired, there are people that get into the service of being a police officer that shouldn't be there.
Okay,
just like when people become, you know, they get into the military, there's people that shouldn't be in there. And until they get found out and until they get ferreted out, you have them in the midst of all the people that are trying to do the right thing. And you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I do understand.
But I don't agree with it at all.
But I also understand this, that before the public ever finds out that there's a violent cop, his brother officers, his sister officers know that that guy exists. And we also know, don't we, that people in professions, surgeons, don't turn in bad surgeons, even though that surgeon may be out there killing people on the operating table. And cops don't turn in bad cops, even though that cop may be killing people on the streets. Now, you know, call that what you want. I call that dishonorable. So there's no way. You can't set up a citizens advisory board to keep tabs on the cops. You know who's to keep tabs on the cops other than the supervisors? The brother cops, the fellow officer. It's his responsibility, her responsibility, to go to the watch commander and say, this guy is out of his mind, get him out of my patrol car, I don't want to do business with him, I don't want to patrol with him, because he's going to get me killed.
I understand totally what you're saying. And part of what our discussion was, if you remember, we were talking about the fact that a lot of police officers had retired out and left, and we've got a lot of new young police officers. And unfortunately, you can go through a year or 2 years with an officer, and they never get in a situation where they're presented with the situation of losing control. And then they get into a situation where you have a protest, and all of a sudden, it comes out. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that, you know, 98% of those officers, 99.5% of those officers are going to conduct themselves right. And when the one that doesn't creates a situation, then it, you know, it's there and it has to be dealt with immediately. And, you know, the young officers that are here nowadays, they don't condone that stuff, and they speak out, and they're dealing with the problems. And, you know, What I'm trying to get across is that police forces in the United States are changing. They are not what they were 30 years ago. There's a whole group of people that are going out and a whole new group of people that are coming in. And a lot of these people haven't been through a particularly bad situation, and they haven't had the chance to lose it. And they haven't had the chance to act irrationally.
All right, Mark, we're running out of time. I hope you're right, because, you know, when I have a lawbreaker or a potential lawbreaker, somebody trying to invade my house, I don't call a plumber, I call a cop. So, and I've got cops in my family, I've said that. Well, one, a deputy sheriff, but he is, you know, he was a deputy sheriff for like 40 years. So I've got law enforcement people in my family. So, you and I don't need to be on the opposite side of things, but cops don't need to be on the opposite side of the fence when people are exercising their constitutionally guaranteed rights of peaceful protest. And that's...
You're absolutely right.
Well, let's hope that this thing in New York goes off smoothly. I think you and I both know, and I got to leave it here, Mark. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. But I think you and I both know in our hearts that if this goes off smoothly in New York City, we're both going to be shocked. I think we both know that, pal. Thanks for checking in, Mark. Have a safe evening if you're on patrol. Take it easy. Be safe.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.C. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell, because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Ten minutes before the hour. Thanks to Linda Blake in New York, who screened your calls tonight. Also in New York, program engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaacs. Isaac produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Day. Also thanks to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, and Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org for archiving the programs. Frank is calling from Ontario, Canada. He is our bureau chief there. Hey, Frank, welcome to the program.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You mentioned earlier at the end of one of your segments that hatred is exploding, well, within the U.S. as well as in foreign countries like Canada.
Yeah.
Here's an example of it. Just a quick article from the Toronto Star. It was in Saturday's paper. Last week, a young American bride-to-be with her mother traveled through the upstate New York area, including Niagara Falls. They decided to drive back through Canada on their way to the Sackett's Harbor, Michigan area. And for the 8-hour drive, they were harassed by all sorts of motorists and almost run off the road by an extremely aggressive truck driver. all because the young woman had a sticker in her car saying, "Support our troops." Her future husband is in Iraq because this is his duty.
Mm-hmm.
Whether one agrees or disagrees with the conflict in Iraq is a debatable issue. It is an issue, though, when a group of thugs driving cars see it as their right to harass a young girl and her mother for a simple sign saying that she supports her husband-to-be.
Right.
Her comment to me in tears was she would never go back to Canada. For those who found it satisfying to shout, "Get out of Canada," to this girl, shame on you. Her tear-soaked drive home should never have happened. And that was written by Bill Perlman from Battle Creek, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
What I found interesting about this article is when Clint mentioned tonight about torture being not something new.
Right.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right, eh?
Sure.
And that kind of falls in line with what a lot of these fundamentalist-type religions believe.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in, or they actually have, they take this, well, there's a German word for it, Schadenfreude,
right,
attitude,
right,
where almost they take a reveling in other people's suffering,
sure,
in order to bring themselves up and put other people down.
See, what happened to the girl and her mother driving through Canada, I probably revealing a side of myself here that everybody's very familiar with that listens to this program, but to me, that is a representation of the contempt and disgust that George Bush has generated globally for Americans. Support the troops could be a fairly neutral statement. I'm sure Canadians, Brits, French, Chinese could have the equivalent on their cars that said support the troops. But
you know, support the troops, bring them home is what you know,
right,
a lot of thinking people would.
If somebody with a license plate from Ontario province were driving through the United States with a support the troops, I don't think people would give them the finger and scream at them and shriek at them, because we know that Canada does not unilaterally declare war on a country in a sneaky way as we did in Iraq for no reason. Canada does not use its military might to intimidate and destroy other societies. So, I feel bad for the woman with the support the troops bumper sticker and the harassment she got, but I lay that equally on the doorstep of George W. Bush's Oval Office as I do on the doorstep of the Canadians who just, you know, this was the only chance they would have to express their contempt and disgust for what the United States is doing. So, yeah, it's sad.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Right. They took it out.
I wouldn't condone that personally.
Right.
But this just follows as a consequence of the hatred that's been generated.
Well, that's true. And yelling and shrieking at somebody on the highway, while it's offensive and dangerous, it's not quite as bad as going into somebody's house in Iraq and killing their children and killing their husband because the husband didn't stand up quick enough and put his arms out for a coalition of forces soldier to slap handcuffs on him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Frank, we're out of time. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for holding on. I'm sorry it took me so long to get to you. You have a nice evening, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's a sad story. That's a terribly sad story. But this is a direct result of Bush's murderous, disrespectful, psychotic neo-Nazi policies. You know, that's going to happen in Canada. If somebody is driving an American car or a rental car and slaps a support the troops sticker on in France or you know, some other country, probably the same thing will happen. George Bush has taken this country from a position of having great sympathy and empathy after the murderous attack that occurred here on September 11th and turned us into an object of hatred, derision, and worse, fear. Utter, absolute fear. People around the planet are terrified of the United States. Even psychopaths like Kim Jong Crazy over there in North Korea, who you can tell by the language and the threats, you know, a couple of well-placed nukes in Pyongyang and North Korea wouldn't even exist anymore. And he understands that. Everybody on this planet understands how dangerous the United States is if it is being led by crazy people. by religious fanatics, just like Osama bin Laden, only different religion. You don't have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. And when people around the world listen to George Bush making policy statements that say preemptive war is now U.S. policy, first use of nukes is now U.S. policy, the development of tactical nuclear weapons is now U.S. policy, well, what the hell do we expect? A truck driver on a highway in Ontario province in Canada to do when he sees an American with a bumper sticker that supports the troops. He sees that as support George Bush, support the murderous policies of this administration, support the first use of nuclear weapons, support war, death, and destruction. And yeah, he's going to react. And it's sad. It is sad that that woman and her mom have to suffer because of George Bush's sickness. And that's what that's about. We don't have time to take another caller. I'm sorry to leave you folks on hold, especially the women called in, and now I have to leave you on hold. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. But we shall return tomorrow night, and hopefully you will be here, and we'll pick it up where we left off. Okay? Take care. Have a safe evening. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. I'll see you tomorrow night.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Windy Light for the doctor's night guard dental protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The doctor's night guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. One Russian passenger plane crashed and a second one went missing within minutes of each other Tuesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the FSB security services to investigate, indicating the likelihood of suspicious circumstances. A Russian emergency spokeswoman said a plane with 42 people on board crashed south of Moscow. Then just 3 minutes later, a second plane with 52 people on board lost contact with controllers. Russian Airborne Special Services Sergeant Vladislav Tamarov says he believes the Chechens may be behind the incident since it's so close to the Chechen elections.
Absolutely not surprised. And I would say it's 95% possibility that this was a terrorist act.
The incidents come just before a presidential election in Chechnya, where rebels launched a major raid last week and have promised more attacks. The standoff at the mosque in Najaf continues. Rebels still control the mosque itself, but U.S. Marines and Iraqi forces are said to be tightening the cordon around the site. Reporter Owen Fay says the U.S. Marines have been holding back on storming the mosque.
The United States Marines have been so reluctant to mount an assault. If they chose to, they could resolve the situation in a matter of hours by storming the mosque and by sheer overwhelming force. But to do so would cause severe damage to the mosque.
With less than a week to go before the Republican National Convention, presidential candidate John Kerry took his